Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the extravaganza today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson, plus Alexa, the flag, and cake versus pie. Right after this.
Hi, my name's Bob. And there was a time I thought I was going to be an astronaut. I remember the teacher bringing a TV set into the classroom, and we'd watch the Mercury missions blasting off into space. I knew the astronauts wore cool spacesuits, drove Corvettes, and they all enjoyed a powdered drink called Tang. I love Tang, but it's hard to get. It puts me in orbit, so tasty and wet. I look for Tang all over town. So sweet when it's going down, Tang. So tasty and juicy. It takes me to the moon.
Tang.
You scoop it with a spoon.
Tang.
Spoon Tang. I love Tang any time of the day. I know two girls who feel the same way. I'm gonna meet up with them soon. We're gonna have an afternoon. Tang, so tasty and juicy, it takes me to the moon.
Tang,
you scoop it with a spoon.
Tang,
spoon Tang. You know, I thought about outer space a lot back then. And I guess like a lot of guys, I had an imaginary astronaut friend. His name was Tom.
Hi, Bob.
Oh, hi, Tom. And, you know, we'd take a lot of trips together to outer space, way beyond the moon, to an imaginary planet we called Poon. Tang. So tasty and juicy. It takes me to the moon.
Tang.
And the planet Poon.
Tang.
Poon Tang.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Ace Cosby's running over there. This is Tom speaking. Lady of the House is Christy Lee. I've got the
Hola.
Name of that thing.
What?
That thing that sticks out over when you go to a hotel, when you pull up, a motel rather, you pull up and you keep shot
under
out of
the awning?
The roof. It's called a porta cochere.
Oh, geez.
Oh, all right.
No, it's not.
No, it's not at the Holiday Inn. It's not called that.
Not at all.
Okay.
It's called the rain catcher.
Yeah. It's called the... The
here
awning.
It is.
It's called an overhang.
Yeah. Here we go. It's a covered porch-like structure at a main or secondary entrance to a building.
I like it. Porta cochere?
Porta cochere. There you
cool.
go. That's when I was working at the Holiday Inn. That's what I would stand under.
The days of yesteryear. I was telling a friend, I think that now the Mile High Club is a thing of the past. It's got to be. Bathrooms are smaller on planes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think now everybody's so worried about if two people were in the bathroom for a while, I think somebody would alert a flight attendant. We're in 1980 in the building.
Yeah,
you know.
Right.
everybody's hammered. Like, no one would care, but I don't know.
Sometimes it would be the flight attendant.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Have you done it on a plane?
No, I never. Well, myself.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
An international flight? That puts me right to sleep.
That's a long time.
Are,
right?
are you being serious?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, so would you just be,
you were under a blanket?
No, I go to the bathroom like a grown-up.
Oh.
Yeah.
But still, you just went.
Don't give someone this idea.
Remind me not to fall a while into the bathroom.
I don't want
to
know. Well, what do you think other people are doing in there?
Using the bathroom like a
civilized. I'm using it too.
You animal.
Could we get back to the news desk with Christy Lee? What have you got over there?
A man from Guangdong, China.
That's not a place.
Yeah,
Guangdong Silver.
Got so drunk.
How
drunk did he get?
That he swallowed his house key and keychain. Oh, the 26-year-old identified only as Mr. Chang went out drinking with friends, but when he returned home, he was unable to find his key, called someone to let him in. The following day, he went to Dongguan Hospital after experiencing
Josh,
chest pains.
Yeah. Come here and look at this.
Mr. Chang's. That'd be a great name.
X-rays revealed that his lost key as well as the plastic access card were lodged in his esophagus.
You can see it right here, but here's the funny. Josh, look at the text. Sure, it's in Chinese.
Well, of course it is.
The website that it links to. There you go.
Man, oh man.
There's a key right there in his belly.
Yeah, physicians attempted a variety of methods to remove the items before a gastroenterologist was finally able to pull them out.
Huh.
Good thing his car had one of those push button starts.
Yeah. Now, he could drive himself to the hospital.
I have drunk. On my car, if you touch a certain part of the door handle, it unlocks.
Yep.
And locks.
Yeah.
You just touch it. So if you swallowed your keys, like if my keys are in my pockets. Keys have to be on you. It would still work,
sure,
right?
Probably.
Mm. Okay.
I would think.
I always want a key. I'm always going to want a key to start my car. Yes.
No, you're not.
You want to turn a key?
Yes.
I thought I was the same way.
No.
Like, you just get in and push the button.
I've rented cars with the buttons. I don't care for it. I always
you're
want
wrong.
A
well, you
key.
Well, you can
wrong.
Take
love
the button off,
and
there's an ignition under there.
Okay.
You're going to sashay in here one day and said, I was totally wrong about this key thing. You wait and see.
Sashay?
Have you gotten out of the mall? If you gotten out at the mall, for example, and your car starts beeping and you're like, what the hell? And you haven't turned your car off?
That's what I know I'll do. I know I'll do that.
You know, no joke. They don't all beep A and B. That's what's causing a rise
in
carbon monoxide deaths.
It's impossible.
People are pulling in their garages and not realizing they forgot to turn the car off. It's sad but true. Absolutely true. Mine doesn't beep, though.
Well, I had locked the door, and when I locked the door, it started beeping, and I guess because the key fob was being walked.
Well, I was having lunch with our buddy Jeff the other day, and I walked out and thought, well, this is nice. I forgot to lock my car. Oh, wait a minute. It's running.
Yes. Yeah, see, I know I'll do that.
I do it once a week.
No, you won't, because you're not so preoccupied and out of it.
So this guy was so drunk, though, he didn't even remember that he'd swallowed. Why would he have put his key in his mouth and swallowed it?
Maybe he's like, oh, I won't lose it.
Maybe he's picking his teeth with him or something.
Oh, well.
Maybe it tasted good.
It was a plastic card. Maybe Occam's thought razor it was a slug.
So. Dancer is the-
I'll bet it tasted yucky. Well,
yucky. Boy.
Maybe his keys are made out of chocolate.
He should call AAANAA. This guy's a drunk.
Speaking of drunks.
Yes.
We got an email.
Oh.
Dear Bob and Tom, today is the last day of my work. I'm off on retirement.
Wow, congrats. No.
Help me with something to say over the loudspeaker system before I leave.
Kiss my ass.
Number one right now is kiss my ass.
Sure.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
What about just a fart noise?
4:55.
Attention, Mr. Burns.
This is the boss's name. Put your boss's name here.
The brown bag on your desk. Contains 3 pounds of fecal matter. Most of it is mine.
Back to drunks.
Sorry. Drunks in the news.
Japan has outlawed flying drones while under the influence. Violators of the law passed this week by Parliament could face up to a year in prison and fines of up to $2,769, that's 300,000 yen.
That's a thing?
Yeah. A Japanese transport ministry official told the AFP news agency, quote,
we're on your side.
We believe operating drones after consuming alcohol is as serious as drunk driving.
Well, it's not.
No, it isn't as serious as
no,
drunk
sure. Well, it could be, because you could, if you were in a restricted airspace where there were airplanes flying around.
Well, yes,
real
but,
planes is. A,
well,
that's not
yeah.
as serious as drunk driving.
You get a UFO, UFO UI.
A UFO UI, yeah. No, I guess so.
Chick and I tried flying a drone sober and could barely do it.
Oh, it's a mess. It's really hard. I mean, it's unless hard. They've made advances since right. we tried to do that.
Do you think that's what my more people don't own them? Because I thought they were going to be the biggest thing, and then
well, they're great.
I don't know anybody really that has one. Or
don't you have one at your TV set? Don't they have one?
They go? Yeah, they use them for shots, but I don't.
Know. Realtors use them a lot.
I have oh, that's
yeah,
yeah, that
a
sense.
Lot.
I and have one.
We have a friend, a person. Well, Bob lost his flying it.
He
got
lost
stuck
it.
In a tree.
Oh,
couldn't get it. I mean, it was way up there.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot.
Yeah,
too.
You can tell if someone's drunk droning.
Drunk droning?
Yeah, you ever go to Taco Bell about 2 a.m. and some drone stuff? Guy's got the munchies.
Yeah, great.
Is there a commercial in Japan? Mothers against drunk droning.
Oh, my goodness.
I lost my son drunk droning.
Okay, sorry. Where were we, Christy?
We haven't done Today in History.
Okay.
Oh. It's June 14th, Today in History.
Flag Day. No, I don't know.
No. In 1777, though, speaking of flags,
oh, okay.
Congress adopted the Stars and Stripes.
Well, that was darn nice. What? But before that, it was the snake flag.
Oh, the Don't Tread on Me?
The Don't Tread on Me flag.
I thought it was the circle.
Gadsden, as they, that's called.
Mm-hmm. The American flag really is it's a great look.
Yes,
well,
yes.
If we had the flag with the snake on it, says yeah. Don't Tread on Me, that's badass.
But that was already taken.
That's kind of cool.
No, that's one we should be using. Don't Tread on Me.
You're going to try to change the flag now.
Yep.
To the Gadsden flag.
Grassroots movement. Go back to the snake flag.
What did you say? Can you read the, what was the description again of, what did it say?
The Stars and Stripes?
Yeah.
Old Glory?
1777.
1777, Congress adopted the Stars and Stripes.
So our flag is a step flag?
Oh, Jesus. It's not a step flag.
We adopted it.
It was an orphan flag.
Orphan flag.
I don't even get is you the, sometimes.
Is the name, this? Is it officially called the Stars and Stripes?
I believe so.
Just
so
is it Old Glory? Was that Old Glory our particular flag? Or is that what you just called
it? It was the circle, the stars in the circle, I think, was before
sure.
the one.
Because there weren't as many states.
What?
Could we move on?
Okay, so sorry. Because yeah. the flag was adopted, you're saying it's a step flag. Yeah,
or an orphan flag.
it's an orphan flag. You're right. I'm sorry.
Okay. Becky.
On this date in 1847, for you science buffs out there.
Yay.
What year?
1847.
Okay.
Robert Bunsen invented
the Bunsen burner.
That's right.
Bunsen honeydew.
Yes.
Wouldn't someone else have eventually figured that out? I mean, the Bunsen burner to me is you take the gas, you put it in this thing and light it.
Yeah.
It doesn't really seem that complicated.
Yeah, but Bunsen did it.
Yeah, he did it. I didn't see
what
you
have you
doing
invented?
It.
Okay, well.
Other than new mental health.
Now, if you guys discovered a disease, would you want it named after
that's
you?
A great, no. I've always asked that question. Do you want to be that guy?
No.
Well, he has McGee disease. He's being driven crazy by his coworkers.
Lou Gehrig. We've got bad news and good news. Good news is you'll live forever in disease.
Name it after you.
Yeah, I think I'd opt for something.
Wait a minute. It is Flag Day.
Oh, today's Flag Day?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
All right.
I guess it is. You're right.
Well, that's probably because today was the day Congress adopted the Stars and Stripes.
The flag was adopted?
You mean our step flag?
So it makes sense that Flag Day would fall off.
It's also, as Chick mentioned, is Bourbon Day. That's why you probably got your bourbon fact.
I like it. I like it.
That's why I drank some this morning.
National Bourbon Day.
Yeah.
And I drank some of it. I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
And
remember
it's also... National Strawberry Shortcake Day.
That
sounds like you know what ruins strawberry shortcake?
What?
The strawberries.
The strawberries.
Give me that cake and whipped cream.
Cake and
whipped
cream.
Throw those strawberries right into the...
Are you crazy?
I love strawberries, but not on my strawberry shortcake.
The old double-decker, cake and whipped cream, and then another cake and whipped cream? Yeah!
So the other day, my three-year-old goes strawberry picking with some friends.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Wow, that's a good idea.
Just a second. So they get back, and then my six-year-old is going to cooking camp, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she came back with the topping for strawberry shortcake.
topping, like whipped cream.
So we make yes. Oh, but she made it.
She made her
herself.
Own whipped cream.
Made whipped cream at cooking school.
Really?
So we make strawberry shortcake, which it's so great. You forget how delicious it is in that real whipped cream. It's so good. But Hart, my little 3-year-old, takes all the strawberries that she'd picked that morning and heaves them all. All she wants is the whipped cream and the
of course
cake because like it's so Josh. Incredibly yeah. good. So as your point, I thought maybe you'd been talking to someone.
By the way, whipped cream begins and ends with Cool Whip. Everything else can go right in the garbage.
You don't like Ready Whip? You don't like spraying it out of the
can? Get that out of here.
Oh, come on.
Cool Whip sucks.
Nah, Cool Whip is the best.
Get the homemade fresh stuff, John.
No, yeah. I've been to fancy restaurants where they make their own whipped cream, and Cool Whip is better than it.
You take your tub of Cool Whip.
Yeah.
You take your shortcake.
Yeah.
You drop it in there. You go down and you sit in front of the TV. That's what you do.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
That's how you learn how to eat. Right
I there. Have dropped a slice of pumpkin pie into a Cool Whip and just eaten it.
There wow. you go.
The whole thing.
Were you crying yeah. oh, yes. as you ate it?
I was happier than I've ever been in my life.
That is happy as a pig in
slop. Other than the pumpkin pie.
Because Cool Whip's only like 99 cents pumpkin, for the thing.
You really got... Pumpkin pie, really?
Oh, yeah, man.
Does someone have a website? Have we, or should we create one of goofy things that you eat that are so delicious?
Oh, no, I'm sure.
Dropping
that's
a thing
a
of pumpkin pie into Cool Whip, that really sounds good.
It's so
You bad. Don't need a bowl.
Nope. I've actually just eaten
right.
You eat the whole thing, so you're being environmentally sound by not having to wash a dish.
Cool Whip in a bowl?
Admit you've just eaten Cool Whip right out of the container.
Oh, sure, but yeah. not a whole container.
Oh.
But I've eaten some spoonfuls.
That's what you're proud of, not a whole container?
Hey, it's the small goals that...
Look, Mom, save some for later tonight. I don't think I've met a black person that's had pumpkin pie.
Ace? What?
Oh, it's all sweet potato?
I've had it, but not a fan. This is my Cameroon roots. I don't like pumpkin pie.
But do you like sweet potato pie? Which, by the way, just like delicious.
Either. I don't like that either.
Really?
I can't remember the last sweet potato pie.
You don't like pumpkin
I
pie, Al?
I don't think I've ever had pumpkin pie.
What?
It's never at black houses.
On Thanksgiving?
No.
What part do you have on Thanksgiving?
Sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
Okay. Apple.
Pecan?
Pecan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pecan.
Now, where do you stand on, we have a very big controversy here in this room. Where do you stand on key lime pie?
I'm all in with a great cup of coffee.
Man, I love
one of my
key
favorite meals.
Too.
Nope. If I want to taste air freshener, I'll shoot Glade. Okay.
Oh, you are crazy.
So it's 4-2 here.
You
Ace
are
is against
crazy.
It also.
Oh,
key lime. I love key lime.
Why do you think pie isn't as popular as cake?
It's
harder to make.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
yeah.
The
but
crust.
It's just as cheap at the grocery store. You can get a pie for $5. You get a crappy cake.
No.
You can crappy sheet cake
Tom,
for what,
tell
70?
How come
ahead,
you can eat
him.
Donuts in the morning, but if you eat a pie, people look at you weird?
Thank you. That is why I don't eat pancakes. I know everybody
I like, don't eat pancakes.
It's cake for breakfast. If I had a slice of wedding cake and I was eating it right now, Chicky, you would look at me even crazier than you're looking at me now.
I'd go get a knife and we'd split
but,
it.
Yeah, but it's like, but having cake with syrup on it and sprinkles and whipped cream.
And
like,
chocolate
yeah,
chips in it.
I think it's just, yeah, it's yeah. 8 in the morning.
It's delicious.
Tom has a cake lady.
Yeah,
and a,
cake is delicious.
Tom has a cake lady and Tom has a pie lady. They're two different ladies.
Yeah.
No.
Two different people. Which what next time you're in town, do you want me to get a pie or a cake?
Is this code for something?
No.
He's dead serious.
Key lime pie, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll bring the coffee.
I think her best pie, though, is her peanut butter.
Ooh, I'll try that.
That's that peanut butter pie.
I don't know if I've ever had peanut butter pie.
Oh, it's the best. Well, next time you come, we'll get you one.
Okay.
Now.
On this date in 1953, Elvis Presley graduated from C. Humes High School in Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh. Yeah, voted most likely to die in the toilet.
Yeah. Too much peanut butter pie.
They went to high school in Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question. Suppose when they found him up there.
I should have known.
Yeah, what, on the can?
You mean he was all blue, part of him was blue and the blood had settled in the bottom part of his body? Yeah, go ahead.
Did they flush? They have to leave it for evidence.
They flushed.
I don't think there was a defecant because that's why he...
That's why he croaked?
He was straining. That's what happened.
Oh. I heard his stomach was hard as a rock. Can you imagine that when you...
Remember 16 pounds of impacted...
Oh, really?
What a way to go. Yeah. I wonder if when he graduated from high school, if he...
High school. Oh, he said high school.
Gyrated across the stage.
Elvis has left the 12th
grade. Could you do that again?
I got my mortarboard and my blue suede shoes.
Tupelo High School, Tupelo, Mississippi.
Oh, man.
And?
On this date in 1968.
Yes.
Into the Gata de Vida was released by...
Not Inda.
Inagada de Vida.
Whatever it is.
Was released by Iron Butter.
The most irritating song
you ever heard.
In the Garden of Eden is what they're saying.
Oh.
It's bad stereo.
The song's great.
The only thing good about this song is it's 17 minutes long and you could go to the bathroom.
Listen to that bass.
Oh.
Is it in both ears yet? Oh, there it is.
The guitar's in the right channel.
This is a great song.
Real dumb.
It's good for... It's easy to play in guitar.
Only 17 more minutes.
Yep.
You're not kidding.
Could radio stations play this?
Yeah, we did.
And they had a shortened version.
Yeah, but we had a long... At night, especially. Ace knows this.
Here's the short version.
We worked all night.
Here's the short version, Al. You can't go to the bathroom in this version. Here you go.
Mono. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
There you go.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.